They say we have e-democracy. We don't. They say we have government by the people. Not a chance. Anytime you want to have a dance or even go to a trance club, you can't. You won't. You don't. You just don't. What we do have is not democracy. It's not democracy. It's not public. There is no choice. There is no dice. There is no mice. We are all about to think twice about this. Make it a good kiss. The democracy we can have is the real democracy, which we will have if we all have a vote on the government and a say on what happens, not what doesn't. Legalize pot, nay, much more. The democracy already cries out for that, and they won't give us out anything like they are dumb fat cats. And we better not rant about all this shit, or it's not gonna be a hit, but a dumbass hit on you, nigga. You got to figure that they ain't gonna do anything but wing down you, nigga. They say we have freedom. They say we don't. They say the internet censored in America. Other people say they don't. Wikipedia lies. Maybe a few things are up there that aren't being censored, like the pervasive censorship of the internet. But no, most of the time it just is a lie. And nobody lets everybody know what's really being censored, because it's censored, you know. What would it take to make it fate that we have a new government? It takes more than tating, rating, and sating. What we need is some websites that go against the web, against the internet, against the world, and what needs to be known is what's uncensored. Only on the freeworldlines.org web ring is it, though. You got to sow the seeds of revolution to every hoe and every pimp and every non-dimple-having bitch who's gonna get you a hitch. You got to sow the seeds of the revolution. Get everything up to the television. Get everything up to cello-vision. They say we don't have it at all. We don't. We have the fall. We will go to the ball, maybe. But that's ain't something that's not a tall tale. Maybe you got to figure that every winger's gonna go to every singer. But no, 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 they don't even let pre-recorded music at a nightclub. And DJ ain't the problem, it's that you can't get in. Too many guys, not enough girls. What's going on with that? Get a hitch? Nah, you just gonna get a bitch ass in your butt, nigga. You got to go against that, but figure that every nigga's gonna go to the club if there's a bunch of girls there, and they ain't, cause that's your fate. You got to see, I wait, and so is everybody, about the fate of the human race. Not having child love, not having a hug from a kid, more than something that you don't have to hear from, nigga. You got to figure what's going on in this world is that those that figure to have sex early are the ones with all the DNA, the ones with all the balls and the ovaries to say that they ain't even gonna fall before we get even a line on our face about us aging like every other human in the race. Nah, nigga, we elves, mofo. You got to be a hero and go against them that are zero. And against those that burn us down like Nero, you got to go against them like Evel Knievel. For more than just going against evil, you got to go against them and let everyone sin. Nah, nigga, that's what they make you figure. It ain't sin to win a girl or love her, regardless of age. It's a way of winning for survival of the human race and not dying in a zombie apocalypse. Nigga, you got to figure what's going on with those degenerative disorders is that it ain't happening to the pixies, it's happening to the humans that don't have sex. don't blame any of the bloodline, new DNA, new ways of saying hey, new anything. Those that play video games are way above, way beyond. And not just those that run 64-bit sugar cookie rhythms to play against those that ain't even figuring how to play is nothing but a discovery race. And that human race that needs to discover the next thing for the thing to trace. We need to make those that ain't in the human race figure that we need to have more singers that aren't robbed of the money, singers that aren't robbed of all the honey and honeys. Why is the world so bad and sad? You got to figure it's because those people are always threatening to go mad, nigga. Mutually assured destruction, threatening to blow up the whole human race every time we find out a little trace about the Illuminati, the bad ones, the evil, the dark ones, the choosing. What you gonna call them, nigga? You got to choose them. Choose a name for them. The Malvore, the whores, eh? Media whores, whatever you gonna call them. We the FA, nigga, the Nazi FA. We the Hello Kitty Nazi FA. We gonna make them figure that they are losing. Nah, nigga, they're too much of zombies to even figure anything, cause they losing their mind, nigga. They follow their laws, saw all the DNA go down the drain, cause they didn't have sex on the first day, nigga. You got to figure, you can't be like that, the DNA's gonna go. You're gonna use it at least to sew, not children, but the shit thing being fixed on your face, nigga, cause that's how it is when you're in the dumb human race, nigga. The pixies know you got to sow the seeds early on to be hurtling on as a human people, as an elven people, really. The pixie race knows what it's like to go against everyone that's even a dyke. That's not going with the FA, the FA Nazi, the Hotzi, the Trotzi, the Nazi, the Fotzi, the Sot-seeing ones. We're gonna be tangling everyone that they gonna be not honey buns, but good people. For those that are under the steeple, the sinners, the winners, whatever they call them, but we ain't sinners, we winners. And we gonna win this one for the human race, or at least the pixie species. The order of the Cyman order is gonna be turning everything against the demon order, against the wiener bitches that don't know how to do anything but dick us around with bans on witches through the mental health gulag that's about you dying of anything but old age or anything like that, but just being attacked by the people that don't even have a rap, nigga. They just go against Iraq and try and press people there to make everything a scare, cause they terrorists, nigga. Muslim terrorists, that's America for you. You got to figure, whenever Ringer goes against the Black Knight niggas, you got to figure that they are the right ones to follow, the ones that go against the hollow lies of a media empire. You got to go against them like you going against any evil empire, mofo. You got to be a hero, or else you ain't even gonna be a zero. You gonna be degenerated, freak morpho with a zero amount of non-disordered DNA. You got to have sex early, that's not what they say, but that's cause they don't know, cause they zombies, mofo. The pixies are heroes, the pure ones that aren't zeros. You got to see that they are the ones that are going to continue the human race to race to the stars, to go beyond it to Mars, nigga. You got to figure they gonna go all the way with me, a la Urawa Vicar, the top dick having nigga, who's gonna win against all them bitches and witches and win over everyone for the fun of love, for sub, for love, hugs, and more than just dugs. You got to go against those that go against me, a la Urawa Vicar and the Free World Alliance. Go to the websites of the real ones, and it'll be totally different from the media that makes you feel like you tittin-tatey and shit and shady about everything on the news, like it's not even the news, but just some bullshit they put forward to distract you and show you that you're gonna be off track if you don't think like them, talking about every little stupid hand of a disorder, of a mortar, and every kind of person that sees what's wrong with the media, so they don't mean ordering one tenth of the one thousandth of the one millionth of what's going on in the war, son. Cause we are sore about them, and sore in their side, in their vibe. We gonna fix everything up for them to have not anything up against us. We gonna fix everything up. The world's gonna be much better. We already best up the top. Not that they let us. They lop off our support with lies and propaganda and gander meeting and all that shit. Gander meeting the whole fucking election and doing every little election fraud possible against everyone. To make the story short, the American media lies. Every time it's 5, 5, 5, severity to us, claiming that we have trust or whatever they claim about us. Some of this shit has to rhyme, but they just claim that we just rust and not anything significant, not anything true, not anything that's gonna make them or the world blue who goes against us. But we will succeed in taking over the world for the hurdle of going into space to advance the elven pixie race. FreeWorldAlliance.org ain't the only website. You got to go to ViacatEmpire.com, see the web ring, pixies.zone, and all that shit. They cut off half my hits, my websites, my ways of getting out to people, but then more, nigga. Soon I could get that back with the websites all getting back on track. But now it's all clustered at nanofirm.org. Like massivewitches.com lets you go to whatever you want. Don't click the I am evil where you go directly to DHS.gov where all them terrorists go. Cause all they think to do is evil. Not like evil Knievel, but evil against all worldly good. All angels, all truth, all but their lies. Do they go against it? Even they go against their lies, mofo. You got to see them as zeros, Neros, evil, devil, devils, mofo. You got to see that they not for it. Just do evil at the greatest possible chance. And ain't nothing but them going against us like they in a trance of evil. Nothing but good to them, and not even that, nigga, cause they so evil. The Free World Alliance, where it's at, and all they do is censor all, but we will make them fall, son. Just like every tyrant does, we will make them fall. The Free World Alliance is gaining support, gaining Google hits, gaining music, gaining pictures, gaining everything. Most of all, gaining the support of the children, those that are able to have sex early and not go against those that say that we are too early. Because if we don't do it soon, we gon' be hoping for the moon to save us. And that ain't it. You got to make this shit a hit and go against them the way they go against us. You got to see that we can use the taste of their own medicine against us. If we have the power to slam them down into their own little prisons, we can, nigga. Just as long as you don't commit a sin against a poor person, against a Nazi, against a Hello Kitty girl. And that's what's gonna make them hurl, except they don't even know, because they're beyond the knowing. They've sowed no seeds of their own life, and now seeds of decay are rife in all of those that don't get the Fountain of Youth at fountainofyouth.info. You have to see the websites of truth will go against them any time that they a 7 or 11 and go there to get the cigarettes that don't scare you, because you should know that that shit is not bad for you. That that's not something that you need to worry about, because you need to see that the spices, the drugs, the potions, the magic, and the craving for more of the tragic part of the Eucharist is going to be what you need, because you need more of me and need more magic. And tragic things will happen to them, because the magic will go against them, as much as it's tragic that they went against us for them and their bats, mofo. We will be the heroes and see till the end and see our life give us new life, new love, new free love acts, if they even let it happen. They don't make compromises. They just go against us like there's no way of compromising. But soon they'll be back. Not really, though. But supposedly they will, but they don't know that the next North Korea is going to be the next Iraq. We'll just be sitting there with nothing to do but lose all our heroes, if they was even that, son. So in conclusion, go to the Huawei Web Ring of Truth. Anything you need to, nanofirm.org, massivewitches.com. Go to something, huh? Because you need to get some more of that fun. Goodness, and some more potions and magic. So you can make them have a tragic fate and not go back to the tragic logic of viewing the media empire as true and seeing that what's on TV is the truth. You'll soon see that that map is really that big, and that the world would have a lot more than pigs dying all over.